Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dig your cleats in. Get your peanuts, Cracker Jacks, and IPAs ready. This is the Hot Corner with Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher.
The pitch from Acevedo.
Covering all things baseball, the big leagues, and the MLB to Portland.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Shut up.
And Rutschman will hit a fly ball here. Deep center field, and so long. Adley Rutschman with a moonshot to center field.
Now, here are your hosts, Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher. This is the Hot Corner on the Odyssey app and 1080. The Fan.
All right, welcome into the Hot Corner. We're happy to have you on this marvelous Tuesday. Thank you for all of you that are out there that are joining us.
Let's go. What's going on?
It's weird, man.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
I know. I don't got anything. I'm not here. Rob left, and he said, for it must be a Wednesday, and I wanted to cry.
I think he said, for it must be a Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, I think that is what he said.
Is that a thing?
No, it's not a thing.
We're not doing that?
I'm no hat. I'm no glasses.
First time, God. I think, in the entire history that I've been on the show with you that you've done no hat.
This isn't Patrick Harris. This is Hattrick's Paris.
Yeah. Paris is beautiful.
You're not a real person.
No, not a real
person.
I don't
know who this man is. You did bring beer, though.
I did. Well, welcome to Tuesdays. This is our new home. We're happy to be here.
Thank God. Especially come September, October, November.
Yes.
God, what a buzzkill that was.
Joe, you and I have talked about this. We are very happy to be here on Tuesdays. That way, our friends over at the Oregon Ducks program, when it comes to football season, they can have the air at their own time, and y'all can enjoy that.
Who knew I'd be so mad at my alma mater?
And I won't be watching Game 6 of the World Series at a bar while I'm waiting for my show about baseball to come on the air. Our show, sorry.
Dude, let's go.
Freudian slip. I totally wanted to remind people, because in my brain, I'm better than all of you. Not really.
You actually are. It's okay.
You've been doing this a while, bud.
Yeah.
Push it out there, baby.
You've been doing it a while.
Yeah.
I'm ready to feast.
Nom, nom, nom. Oh, excellent, dude. Was that you? I love that you have the drops.
I know.
There.
I do, too. This is a power that I'm not used to. And quite frankly, not only am I not used to this Tuesday thing, just yet, but you might have noticed my face is a little hairier.
Yeah, you got yourself a little birdski.
Dude, I don't know what to do. I
can see it on YouTube.
I'm thinking that it needs to go. It's getting a little...
It's getting a little puby.
You'd
have a pretty nice goatee if you wanted to go goatee.
I think that's a little too mid-30s. I'm only 32.
Yeah, you don't want to like reel into it yet. Yeah, like, I'm bald with a mustache and I got love handles. Like, I really leaned into that dad vibe.
And it's definitely a unanimous decision between the son and the girlfriend that the mustache is a no-go.
Oh, you know what's funny?
Bless her heart, she was so nice about it for the first few days, and then I just straight up asked her, like, does this need to go? She's like, yeah.
The mustache, yeah. I've probably talked about it on this show many times, but my previous partners throughout my entire adult life have always said no to the mustache.
They say nay to the stash.
And
huh?
the partner...
No mustache rides for them.
Yeah,
huh?
The partner that I had before my wonderful wife would always say, oh, yeah, do you like having sex? Oh, yeah, well, you should probably not have a mustache. So you're like, oh, okay, well, no mustache. Well, Ouch. Once that train wreck of a relationship ended, I was like, you know what? I'm growing a mustache. And then I met my wife, and she was like, do not shave that.
And then you're like, she's a keeper. And then I'm marrying this one.
And then the kids were like, you should shave it. I want to see what it looks like. And then one day I did it, and they were horrified.
They're like that.
Get that back now.
Were they like that video of the baby that sees their dad for the first
without
time?
Without a beard. And they just start sobbing.
Who are you?
Just dying in their high chair.
Yes. Yeah.
No, just stop. This is not the man I know.
Yeah. And what I believe about the mustache is I believe that everyone, if you can grow a mustache, everyone can pull it off because a mustache is a big part of your identity. So you have to own it. You have to like say, yep, I'm a mustache guy. It's like being bald, you know, walked in and Joe made a quip that there was a lot of shiny domes in this room with me and Sue.
Well, you and Sue were standing right next to each other.
Well, we got good heads, there man.
You do have good heads.
Congratulations on your heads.
Yeah, yes. pull that, please.
It was definitely shiny. The room is bright. The lights are pretty bright in here, and it was a good sheen coming from over there.
Yeah, and so you just kind of own it, and then you're like, oh, dude, that guy's got a great mustache.
Yeah, I just don't think I'm cut out for any type of facial hair, just the stubble.
Well, you're lucky, Joe. You've got a great, great, fantastic head of hair.
And this needs to go, too. This is getting a little long.
Well, that's okay. You
it's
can
good
cut
thing
your hair.
I got a good product that can keep it in place throughout the day, but yeah, it's getting a little
you
out
You can pull
there.
That off.
I'll tell you what. I would trade the mustache for my hair back.
Really?
Yeah, not even a question.
I think you said this before, and every time you say it, I'm just like, dude, I don't know. Like, I the mustache, as you just said, is your identity.
It is part of my identity.
Go to...
But the hair, when I had it, was a bigger part of my identity.
Go to Turkey and get that, like, Turkish hair implant
thing. You know, my brother did that.
Did he?
Yeah, he went to Croatia. And then he was like, hey, we got to run down to Istanbul real quick. And it looked terrible for months.
I've seen some of those after pictures, not from your brother, but just people. And
it looked terrible. And now when I see, he lives in Seattle, so I see him, you know, maybe 5-6 times a year.
Looking lush.
It looks fantastic.
Fantastic wow. Head of cabbage.
And he's
up
like,
there.
And he's graying. So he's like got the salt and pepper.
Nice.
And his hair is kind of like yours.
Yeah.
Like he styles it kind of like yours.
32. And I got some salt and pepper in here too.
And I mean, he is a heavy salt and pepper, but yeah. I'll tell you, damn, it looks good.
There's like video clips and pictures of those airplanes on the way back from Turkey, and some of them are just like full of bald guys with bandages around their head, and it's just like, well, we know where
it looked
where
really
these guys
bad.
Were at.
I mean, fortunately, he did it at the end of his trip to Croatia, so he didn't have to like hang out with Smart. A terrible looking head, because you can't wear a hat.
Like, at all.
No.
It's off limits
for
a few days.
Yeah, I mean, it's
days.
Like surgery, you know, or it's like getting a tattoo. Like, if you get a tattoo and you want to take a shower, you can't get it wet.
No, like, your whole head is swollen for weeks.
Yep.
Gosh, what was I going to say? It's like, what is it? There's the Turkish one. Oh, much better than a toupee, though.
Without a doubt. I mean,
oh, my God. There was, at my previous job years ago, there was a guy that used to come in that would wear a toupee. And it's just like, buddy, that is, you're not doing yourself any favors.
I know.
With
my mom always
let
says,
it go.
My mom always says to me, she goes, you know, Patrick, I'll help you pay if you want hair. You know, I'll help you do that. And my big thing is like, I've been bald for 10 years now, that if I all of a sudden have hair, people going to know that's fake. People going to know. And I talked to my brother about it. I was like, dude, you were going bald. Like, people know your hair is fake. And he was like, yeah, but it looks good. Like,
there is,
all right, man.
There is
you look in
balance.
The mirror and you can say, I love what I'm looking at, then that's what it is. Because I look in the mirror and I see this gut and handles and a bald head, and I'm like,
well, there's aging, and then there's aging gracefully, right?
Then I look over at the wife, and I'm like, all right.
She's like, well, that. She's still here.
She's still here.
She's still in this
and
household.
She is a dime.
There was a good friend of mine, one of my best friends. When he finally made the decision, like,
it's a tough decision.
I'm sure.
It's a hard one.
I mean, yeah, it's tough to get down the throat as I take down the drops page, unfortunately. But he didn't really give anybody a heads up.
Doesn't have a huge load either.
And he just went for it. So it was a matter of, like, seeing him for the first time.
Sure.
Gave no one the text. No one that, I don't know if that's something that you need to do when you decide to go bald. Like, hey, by the way. Just let your buddies know.
I mean, it's true.
Next time,
like,
you see me.
I had a
but
few...
it was definitely, I was like, hey, what's up? Whoa! What's up, dude? Trying not to state the obvious here.
A few months ago, I had this wild dream of selling the pickup.
The old Ford Ranger?
You know the Ford
Ranger.
You still
have that?
I still got that, baby. And I reached out to like five or six of my boys.
You probably get a couple grand for that thing. There's something about it.
Yeah, $2,000-$3,000 probably.
The cult following with the Ranger.
Yeah, and it's in good shape. I mean, the interior is garbage. But the engine is fantastic. I just replaced the clutch
Classic.
A few years ago. Like, it's great. And I reached out to, five or six of my buddies. And let's say it's six. And five of them were like, you cannot get rid of that. And the sixth was my best friend. He was like, yeah, man, get rid of that thing. That thing sucks. And you're like, whoa, dude, I've never had, like, groupthink about what I actually do. I can't imagine doing it if you were bald. Because I think... your friends would, if you're losing it, like when I lost it, I started to get the circle of death in the back, which was okay because I had long hair.
Oh, okay. You
like I had long
up.
Curly hair, so it wasn't a big deal.
But like it was naturally covered up. You weren't combing it over
exactly.
Like Don Trump.
But
okay.
then I started losing it in the front, like right at the top of the, like right at the top. And now I got an airstrip, but I started losing in the front. So I'd have this huge, thick, curly thing and just these like wispies up front.
Oh, that's
so
rough.
I knew that I should just shave and go bald because if I asked my friends if I should shave, I don't know if I was ready for that kind of honesty.
Yeah, that would have been a rough conversation.
You know, like you ask your friends stuff because you want them to kind of float your ego a little bit. Nah, don't sell the truck. We love it. Do you need the money? Are you that hard up? Like, I'm going to loan you some money. Don't sell the truck. We love that thing. Blah, 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 blah. But if it's your hair and you're losing it, they're going to be like, hey, man, you should probably shave that. It looks bad.
I will say, Patrick, and I do not mean this to be an insult at all, but it's probably going to come across that way because I leaned into this, and I apologize.
Well, you started it by saying.
Exactly. Well, because
this isn't meant to be an insult, but I'm about to roast your
ass. No, it's something funny.
I don't want to sound racist here. Enter racist
yeah,
comment.
Exactly. No.
Yeah, I have a black friend.
I'm fine. I'm fine. I've got invited. No, anyways, my whole point was that the bald look over the years can be hidden under a hat, and we're all baseball guys. We wear lots of hats on this show. However, it just reminds me of certain athletes like a Mario and a Rivera or like a Matt Hasselbeck over the years where, like, you put a hat on, and it looks like they have a full head of hair.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's you, Patrick. Like, you look like, with a hat on, you have a full head of hair, and then I'm almost shocked still, even after knowing you for a year and a half plus, that you don't have hair.
No. Bald as the cum. Bald as the cum.
I'm looking up different beard and hairstyles. Should I go with a Lemmy from Motorhead?
Hell yeah, dude. Lemmy is iconic.
Sideburns connecting
without
to
a doubt.
The
to
goatee.
The mustache? Yeah, dude.
Hey,
I don't know if I can pull that. Ooh, how about Kurt Russell? Specifically Kurt Russell in The Thing.
Ooh.
I would have to grow the hair out, though. He had some vicious locks in that one.
If a 22-year-old Jesus Montero can pull off a goatee, then so can you, Joe.
Steroids. Oakley doakley. Well, we got a baseball show for you today. I have absolutely no idea where we're going to go. I made this giant list.
Dude, there's plenty of baseball.
Yeah,
to go around.
Made this list of things that I have seen.
My list is maybe not as big as your list, but just as impressive.
That's what she
said. My list can go places.
I've got this giant list of things I've noticed since Thursday And we're just going to kind of tick through them and see how we go. Welcome to Tuesday.
And I think your list is definitely more like deep dive baseball. Mine is more of a, I would say I have more of a whimsy list.
Whimsy is great.
Especially in the beginning of baseball. Like, let's have some fun, baby.
Let's just trade off then.
Let's do it.
All right, where do we want to go first? Okay, I'll tell you what.
Here's, how about you? You start with your list, and I'll come back. We'll do like kind of a tennis thing here.
Here's where I want to start. Am I wrong about this? Like, I put money about this that I was so confident.
There's a good chance.
But here we are. Am I wrong about this? There's a right fielder who's making a lot of noise in baseball right now, and can he propel his team to be something great? We'll do that next. This is the Hot Corner on Tuesdays. Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
717 here, Portland Sports Leader. Don't you forget it. We are live from the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge on a Tuesday. We'll be with you for Tuesdays.
A beautiful Tuesday.
From here on out. We're happy to have you. Thank you so much.
You know,
for making the switch and dealing with us. And if you don't got us, you can fan podcast us.
And how the calendar works, these beautiful Tuesdays, they should be showing up more often. Not this next week, I don't think, but it's that time of year.
It is that time of year.
Why can't it just be nice all the time here? Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, I have no idea. There is the Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. All texts to the fan are via the Vancouver Ford text line. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit VancouverFord.com. Got mine in the parking lot.
God, I went to weather.com. Wednesday, showers. Thursday, PM showers. Friday, PM showers.
Yeah, you made a bad choice on that.
Come on.
You made a bad choice.
It says next Thursday, 70 degrees. That's what I'm saying. We're getting there, bud.
We're trying. We're definitely trying. All right, we're going to start here. You know, there's a team that I'm very, very harsh on.
Is this our overreaction episode?
This is a little bit of an overreaction here. It is not the Red Sox.
As is tradition at the beginning of the MLB season, week one, let's overreact.
I'm not going to get into sales bro Ryan Cooley's Red Sox. we're going to get into...
you're going to get me fired.
A team that I put money on to be terrible, and that would be your New York Yankees.
Hey, baby. 5-0, first time since 92.
Now, let me say something real quick about this Yankee team.
Why am I happy about that?
I do not in any way, shape, or form think this Yankee team is going to be any good. I got over-under at A-Lane at 92.5 wins, and I hammered the under.
Oh, boy. Not the start you're looking for then,
This team is about as garbage as it was last year. Okay, they added Juan Soto. Okay, nice little piece. Juan Soto's a top 10 player in
baseball.
Nice
little piece.
That was great, but he hasn't signed long term. He's probably like literally a working interview right now. And boy, if you're the Yankees, this is your guy. Let me tell you what. Baseball season started on Thursday. It is now Tuesday. Is Juan Soto not the scariest player in the league right now?
Also, your boy Mike Trout, he looks like he's pretty good at baseball.
And we'll get
again.
To Trout in a little bit as well, but like...
But no, his impact these first few days...
That Astro series was Juan Soto. The Yankees go 0-3 in that series.
Because he did it on both sides of the game, whether he was in the field, right field, or whether he was hitting piss missiles out to left field that go... I didn't see the exit velocity.
He's not even in Yankee Stadium yet.
But oh my God, that thing was like just low flying stinger right over the left field ball and got out in a second. And it was just, again, like, well, all right, Juan Soto, he's here.
That throw he made from right field to protect that lead and gun that runner down at home was insane.
Quick note.
And it made me wonder. Yeah, go.
Oh, I was going to say just about that. The Astros, their over-under run total for that game was 4. They scored 4 runs by the second inning and then didn't score the rest of
right.
the game. And that run was to give them their 5th run. Talk about a bad beat.
We were watching the game and we were like, oh, the Yankees look terrible. This is bad. This is bad. And then there's Soto to bail him out. Now, the question is, can Soto bail him out all year? That I don't know. But I'll tell you what, in these first 5, 6, 7 days of baseball... Boy, Juan Soto is as advertised, and I don't know if it's because he was in San Diego and maybe we weren't watching, but I feel like we were watching Padres games because they're just loaded. You know, if Snell's on the mound or Darvish is on the mound or Musgrove, and then you've got, you know, Bogarts and Haesung Kim and Machado and Tatis and Soto, like, it was hard not to watch those games, but... This is a Juan Soto I haven't seen since maybe ever. And it has me wondering, I'll open the floor for you guys. Does Juan Soto's play in the last 5 days make you rethink the expectations for the Yankees?
No, just because when I look at the pitching staff, like, I mean, I text you, this was either the day before or the day of opening day. Garrett Cole, 60-day
right.
IL.
Right.
And it's like...
Got Tommy John written all over him.
Like, I don't... there was probably one other team that was as disappointed with them starting the season, and that was the Oakland Athletics. Well, maybe the Colorado Rockies after that first game as well, giving up 14 runs in one inning.
Dude, Chris Bryant is 0 for 14.
Oh, buddy. That's on my list. Not the Chris Bryant, but I want... we'll have to get to later in the show. Guess how many... guess what players are hitless to start the year. And that's one of them right there, yep. Chris Bryant. So check mark there. But, I mean, he has started this tenure with an absolute bang. I mean, to save a game with your arm and also just propel this team with your bat. I mean, out of all the Yankees players, like, he's one of two players, again, early season batting above .400 on the Yankees. If you can have an offense that can sustain this pitching staff throughout the year, then the Yankees are going to give themselves a shot. And if Garrett Cole is able to come back in the year, like, that's what you're crossing your fingers for, whether they make another move to acquire an arm somewhere.
And Judge has got to play all season.
Yes, 100%. He's got to stay healthy. So,
but Stroman threw well the other day.
That's what I'm saying.
Nestor Cortez, he didn't look very good, but that's one start.
If they can, again, just have a competent offense up and down the lineup, again, Judge, he's batting .143 to start the year. So I don't anticipate that to be the case. Volpe has actually been starting off the season pretty well as far as batting. So you want to see him have a full season of playing good baseball at the dish.
Yeah,
so,
he's 8 of 14 right now.
That's a good start.
That's a good start.
Good little start.
Juan Soto is 9 of 20. With 5 walks.
But again, like, you're getting Stanton. He hit a home run the other day, but .167. Verdugo, who you acquired, .158. Like, you need other dudes to step up. Rizzo's barely above .200.
Gleyber,
like,
Torres.
Yeah, dude. Like, you need to have a competent offense for this team to be successful. And here's our first reaction of the 2024 MLB season. Are the Yankees good? I'm not buying it just yet.
I'm not buying it either, but I'll tell you what. It is awesome to see players like Juan Soto come out of the gate
yes.
as hot as he is. I mean, how much money? Money is all skewed now because of Shohei.
His agent is Scott Boras, so yeah. he's probably going to get nothing.
Like, money is all skewed now because of Shohei kind of changed everything. And, you know, so, but, I mean, can Soto get a Mookie deal? Can he get a Mike Trout deal? I mean, hell, dude, if you keep playing like this, then yeah. You're doing it in the field and at the dish.
Well, and what I love about him is he just gets on base. Like, he's got one of the best eyes, too.
Like I said, five walks already.
Yeah. That's what I've always loved about him is even when he may not be getting the ball into play, is that he has one of the best eyes in the game. His on-base percentage is always above, like, 370, 380, it seems like, almost to the 400. So now you just need everybody on this Yankees team to pull their weight. But... we do this every time.
Every time.
The Pirates, aren't they 5-0 too?
Yes. The Brewers are also undefeated.
4-0, baby.
Yeah, y'all remember the 2019 Seattle Mariners, like a 14-2 start to the year?
I feel like the Pirates have done this like the last 3 years where they start off the season well.
Well, like their unknown left fielder at the time, Domingo Santana, who I remember very well, hit like 7 homers in the month, and everyone's like, oh, the Mariners found a new star, and then he teetered off. It's like, no, this happens every year to a couple of teams. They're going to have better starting pitching throughout the year. I think Carlos Rodon went like 4 innings. He didn't give up many runs
in
his first start.
He went 4 innings. Gave up 5 and it gave 5 hits yeah. and 1 run.
So he gave up a run, but he's
3 walks, 4 Ks.
He's got to go longer than 4 innings.
He's got to go longer. Yeah, the bullpen in New York is not bad.
No, but you can't sustain them for 4 innings each game coming in to keep the win alive for 162 games. Yeah. This is the first week of the year.
Yeah, the kid Luis Gil, he threw 4 2/3 innings, gave up 1 hit, 1 run, 3 walks, 6 Ks. That's encouraging.
Clark Schmidt had a bad start, though.
Stroman had 6 innings, 4 hits, no runs, 2 walks,
but again,
4 Ks.
You mentioned how Nestor Cortez was shaky. They're playing the Diamondbacks right now. He's already at 37 pitches in 2 innings, and they're down 3-0. So, yeah. Like, Cortez, he caught that season.
He might be the guy
bottle,
for them that's like, got to come through.
It's like, dude, like, you had a great year 2 seasons ago. Like, where the hell is that? You can't have a year like last year.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but to your guys' point about, you know, every single player doing their part, was Austin Wells, their catcher in waiting, now their starting catcher, supposedly not sold as, like, not Jorge Posada, but, like, the next big Yankees catcher? Like, Gary Sanchez kind of flamed out. No, that's not going to be Austin Wells. He's going to be awesome. And now, all of a sudden, he's being sold as, like, a... well, maybe he's an everyday guy, but he's looking more like a Kyle Higashioka backup type.
If you're depending on Austin Wells to be any sort of, like, offensive savior for this team, then that's where you know this Yankees team is screwed.
Rizzo is 4 of 18.
In August of last year, Wells was an offensive savior. Now, I don't know what the hell's going on.
Verdugo is 3 of 18. Rizzo, 4 of 18. Judge is 3 of 21.
Verdugo's earrings sure do look shiny, though.
Dude.
DJ LeMahieu is dead.
You want to talk about a guy that shouldn't have taken off his facial hair? Alex Verdugo.
Yeah. Dude, you look weird.
Oh, my God.
Looks like with the big beard and the tats, like that makes sense.
Looks like a ween.
But now he's got all the tats and a clean face. You're like, dude, man.
Yeah, it's very weird.
You're like Green Day sellout level.
I will say, that is one of the dumber things that the Yankees do.
You know what I found out?
Is the fact that you have to shave your effing face to be a part of their team.
They have a barber in the clubhouse, all right?
I'm not surprised.
Right, but get this. It's $100 and they don't cover it. You have to pay for it.
See, that makes it
even
right,
worse.
Right? If you're Aaron Judge, you're like, whatever. But like, you're telling me the New York Yankees can't have a guy on retainer? Because if I'm a Yankee, I'm going every day and I'm like, shave me up.
They need to do the owner rankings like they did with the MLB.
Steinbrenner's going to be low.
With the NFL.
Yeah.
You know, where they're like, oh, does the team have a daycare? What's the cafeteria like?
I thought the
do
Oakland
they have
A's
a
were
barber?
The poverty franchise making you buy your own soda and money ball. What the hell?
That's insane.
All right. Mookie Betts just scored for the Dodgers. Dude. They're up 1-0 in shocking form.
Now, granted, they played a couple extra games, but he leads like the MLB in everything.
Dude, he is amazing. But I want to ask, is the MVP back? Is he back? We kind of mentioned his name earlier. I just want to say.
Oh, he's back with some dongs.
Things are moving. Is our boy back? We'll do that next, but first, Schultzy with sports.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I just love this song. It screams baseball.
It's a solid trumpet in there. That's a trumpet, right?
That's trumpet, okay. Yeah.
I don't know my horn section very well.
I don't know if there's a better entrance song than this, guys. I'm just saying. I know Sandman was pretty big. Hell's Bells was pretty big. There's something about that Sugar Diaz. I don't love Sugar Diaz, but I love that walk-up music.
I think, like, maybe Light 'Em Up by Fall Out Boy is a close... Like, that could... That, if somebody was really good, could challenge. No?
No, I don't think you're getting the... No, no.
No?
No.
Fall Out Boy versus...
yeah.
Of all songs, Jordan?
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, I know what song you're talking about.
Why is that, like, laughable?
For a closer walkout song.
I just think that song is that much better.
Okay, that's sure. That's fine. I was thinking something
like that. Nothing against Fall Out Boy.
Would be... I mean, hey, you know,
I celebrate their entire
discography. I would have caught her too, Jordan, but as a closer walkout song, being one of the best ever?
There's, like... What, like two or three great closers in era of players? So there's going to be a couple other ones. Maybe they'll pick something like that. Like, I don't know. All the good ones are taken.
I want the best middle reliever in baseball that comes in when you're down by five runs in the sixth. I want him to come into The Middle by Jimmy Eat World. You know, he's just like, hey, man, this
if
is what
you're listening,
I think that'd be great.
It does take some time for their ass to walk from the dugout.
Yeah, dude, right
all
here.
The way.
It's like, we're down by four. Let's get the crowd rolled up, because here I come to throw some curveballs.
I'm looking at...
Hey! I promise not to give
I'm looking
up any
at,
more runs than my starter did.
Are you doing this right
I'm
now?
All right.
Are you doing this right now? I'm looking at a list... according to superawesomemix.com,
right? Love that website.
Very reputable.
Very credible.
Very reputable website. Ranking MLB's closer entrance songs. And I'm going to close this website right away because number one.
Careful
is,
of your info, bud.
Number one says Let It Go by Idina Menzel, Craig Kimbrell.
No.
He walked out to that.
That's awesome.
It had
I
to
love
be for
that.
His kids.
That's playing. That's having fun. But I mean, the answer is Sandman.
Boo.
The answer is Sandman.
Bad to the Bone, Dennis Eckersley walked out to that.
Okay, not bad. Not bad.
You hear those first little guitar strums. Yep.
And it was a song of his era, so it makes sense.
But I also just, I mean, like, opposing players heard the beginning to Enter Sandman and S their pants.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it's like.
Literally.
Oh, God.
That's not mud. That's not dirt from sliding into second.
No, that's straight mud, bud.
That is straight poop right there.
You were like, oh, yeah. God.
Unless
oh,
you're Edgar
God.
Martinez, you're S-ing your pants. He hit 545 against him.
So I want to ask you guys, again, two early reactions. That's what we're kind of doing here today. Mike Trout and Bryce Harper today. Bryce took a little bit to break out of his shell, but today he had three home runs.
He was hitless before
what he
showed
up today.
He definitely got some hits today.
And Dear Mike God. Trout has, I believe, three home runs on the year already. Guys, I'm going to ask the question, the early overreaction. Are our MVPs back?
Oh.
Is Trout and Harper back?
Mike Trout, he hit the first home run in America this MLB season.
Ooh.
Against my beloved Orioles.
And then they did nothing after that.
It was, in fact, the only hit that Corbin Burnes gave up all game was a first inning home run to Mike
dinger.
Trout. And it made sense. I was like, well, he is absolutely embarrassing everybody else on this team except for Mike Trout, who, of course, hit a home run in the first at-bat of the season.
I loved my Bleacher Report hit me that the first home, I watched the game, so I saw it. It was the first game on Thursday, so I was watching the game with some buddies. And so we saw it, and we were like, Trout, God, I love you. And then Bleacher Report buzzed me and was like, first home run of the year. And, of course, it's Mike Trout. And it got me excited. And, you know, again, we can talk about this as overreaction, but the way he's played over the last few games, look, Anaheim's garbage. They're not going to be good. They went 0-2, and Ron Washington called a players-only meeting. Like, what are we doing
here? Hey, but they've won three straight since. Ron knows what he's doing, okay?
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
He's like, guys, take some of this.
Yeah, trust me. And Mike Trout's like, you know what? I'll take Jesus and watch me hit dingers.
But give me some of that, too.
But it had me kind of think, like, guys, if Mike Trout comes back this year, and say he doesn't win it, because right now MVPs to me look, I know, again, we're 5 days in, but right now it looks like Mookie Betts and Juan Soto. You know, like, and I wouldn't be shocked if either of them win. They're top 10 players in baseball. But, like, doing a couple fantasy drafts and looking at Mike Trout drafted in the 60s of overall players, if Mike Trout put on an MVP candidacy this year, that has to be a good thing for baseball, right?
Oh, yeah.
To get Mike back?
Yes. 100% yes, especially with the Angels being one of the laughing stocks of the MLB.
Yeah.
After how they handled Shohei Ohtani.
Like, they're lucky the A's are in their division.
Yeah. You know? We're not going to be last, guys. I mean, that franchise, like I was thinking earlier today, is there a bigger disparity between the most liked star player on a team and the most hated franchise? Because I really can't think of one, like, where, yeah, I'll root for him, but basically nobody else on that team. Like, I don't care about the Angels in any capacity, but I want to see Mike Trout have a rebound season and get back to form, which he's definitely doing already from the get-go.
He looks great. And let's slide it over to Bryce. I mean, Bryce had the elbow injury. I mean, basically had Tommy John, did he not? But Corey Seager had Tommy John. I mean, there's Shohei's having Tommy John and is still playing well. So you can do it as a hitter. But Bryce missed most of last year. And then when he showed up, it took him a little bit to adjust to first. Now he's kind of adjusted well. And yeah, he didn't have any hits until today. But it just reminds you, and I don't want to be the guy that's like, let's hang on to our old stars. You know, I know Acuna and Tatis and Vladdy are great, but let's not forget our old loves. I want to see old man Bryce Harper, old man Mike Trout, who are still about 10 years younger than I am, as I say old man.
I was going to say like 31, 32.
I want to see Mike Trout do things that like Paul Goldschmidt does, where Paul Goldschmidt's like, hey, forget about me. Yeah, I'll hit 330 this year. I'll hit 330 and 40 bombs. No big deal. You know, I want to see that. I think that's good for baseball, that as much as we talk about the youth movement, you know, I feel like these days in baseball, every year we're like, the youth movement is better than it's ever been. Now we've got O'Neal Cruz, Ellie De La Cruz, Jackson Churio in Milwaukee is lighting it up right now.
Great start.
You know, we love that young, up-and-coming player, you know, Wyatt Langford, Evan Carter, stuff like that. But let's not forget that guys like Mookie Betts and Mike Trout and Bryce Harper are a huge part. They're established stars. You know, Mike Trout's in Subway commercials.
You need them.
We need them.
Yeah. Again, to see Bryce come out of his, I guess, quote-unquote slump to start the year with three home runs like that.
And a
like,
salami on one
That's
of them.
Right, bitches. I'm still here.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that was impressive.
Don't you forget about me.
100%. And let me have to do some more research, because, again, with Trout having the start of the year, and I've looked this up before. I've Googled it. I read it somewhere else. I think it was, like, a Reddit post about, like, when the Angels had their last three-home run game. It was, like, 2009, Torrey Hunter, which means that Mike Trout has yet to have a three-home run game in his career.
Bum.
So I went to the last bastion of hope that our society has, artificial intelligence.
Oh.
And I asked ChatGPT. I said, has Mike Trout ever had three home runs in a game? Just to make sure I wasn't going crazy.
And ChatGPT is going to be the president soon. Well, so.
And they said, yes.
Oh.
He had three home runs in a game before. He accomplished this feat on July 26, 2019 against the Seattle Mariners. I was like, holy hell, am I wrong? I went and Googled it. They didn't even play the Mariners on July 26, 2019.
Yeah.
Take that, ChatGPT.
So I respond back to it. I'm like, I just looked that up, and the Angels didn't even play the Mariners on
you
that
You are correct.
Day.
It is actually not that. Is that the response that it gave you?
It's like, you are correct, and I apologize for the mistake. He hit three home runs on a game on July 26, 2018 against the Tampa Bay Rays. Thank you for pointing out there. And I looked that up. I'm like, no, he didn't. He didn't even play the Rays that day. He and the Angels played the White Sox. And they're like, oh, My apologies once again, Joe.
I just want you to know we try really hard over here at ChatGPT.
You are correct. So then they go even further back.
Just doubling down.
He hit three home runs in a game on May 21st, 2013 against the Mariners. Thank you for your patience in providing the correct information. And I'm like, well, you finally got the matchup right. But no, he didn't have three home runs that game either. Are you trying to gaslight me?
You asked ChatGPT if they're gaslighting
you? Yes. They're like, I apologize for the continued errors. You are right. Mike Trout did not have three home runs out of that game. I appreciate your patience, and I'm here to provide accurate information.
No, you're not.
And I said, then tell me, has Mike Trout ever had a three home run game before in a Major League Baseball game? And they said, yes, May 21st, 2013 against the Mariners. I'm like,
no.
I'm just like, bruh, at that point. Like, damn it, ChatGPT. They lost all faith in AI. They will not be the overlords that we think they will be in the future based off of that one interaction I had with
them. Well, can I go to Alan A and put money down that Mike Trout will have a three home run game this year?
Let me ask ChatGPT with the
other. He had two the other day.
I'm telling you, that supporting cast in Philly is obviously better than the Angels have. But, you know, Nolan Shanwell, I don't watch enough Angels games to pronounce his name correctly.
He's one of their younger guys,
Yeah, their 22-year-old first baseman, Zach Neto, their shortstop. They've got young pieces.
Ohapi.
Thank you. Ohapi, their catcher. They've got young organizational cornerstones that they supposedly are ready to put around Mike Trout, but they still got no pitching. But they do have some hitters that nobody's talking
about.
What
if I told you that Mike Trout has three home runs and three RBIs?
Doesn't shock me at all.
And three runs scored.
Doesn't shock me at all.
I would ask you that. If he was on the Seattle Mariners.
So,
God,
you guessed... one of the players with zero hits. You knew that, Chris Bryant. So I have four players. I know we're up against it. We'll see if you can get any of these. You said one of the names in this last segment, and we'll see if you can get any of these other ones in the next one.
Because all right. They're all names, right?
Four names. Three of four, I would say.
Are names.
Are names that okay. We all know. And I'm not one of them we love. But yeah, I want to see if you get any of these in the next one.
All right, that sounds great. We'll do that next. Hey, who sucks in our overreaction episode here on a Tuesday for the Hot Corner? We'll do that next. 1080 The Fan. All right, coming up in the second hour, we'll get into douchebags being douchebags. Plus, we'll have fair or foul at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour, which we always do. We've got Dodgers Giants on the tube right now. Ryan Yarbrough throwing against Logan Webb. That's 1-1 in the top of the third. I don't have my glasses on, so I can't see that far.
Did you see the crazy stat about the Giants in left field?
Mm-mm.
That they have gone like 19 straight seasons with a different left field starter.
Wow.
Yeah, they got Conforto out there.
Since old BB?
Yeah, he started it, yeah. And 19 straight seasons.
Crazy.
With a different left fielder. Conforto actually is starting off pretty nice for them.
Oh, yeah. Left field's that throwaway position, though. That's kind of like where you put your least, defensive.
Which is funny,
because
growing up, it used to be
guy.
Right field, and now right field is like Fernando Tatis.
That's why they threw Bonds out.
Or Ichiro. Yeah.
Ichiro. And, yeah. Yeah.
That bum.
Let's not forget my boy Roberto Clemente.
All right.
He's probably the greatest right fielder of all time. Also, to keep you up on some stuff, Luis Castillo was pitching a gem until he gave up a dinger to Bo Naylor.
Until he wasn't.
And Cleveland's like up. Cleveland's up 4-0 in the fifth.
It's like me playing golf. Like, oh, yeah, I was playing good until I wasn't.
Yes.
Until I put that ball in the water, and then I tripled the next one.
Yeah, so Castillo's going to be something to watch when it comes to the Mariners, because Kirby and Gilbert looked absolutely phenomenal in their first starts, especially Kirby. We'll get to all that stuff as the day and the weeks and the days and the weeks and the stuff goes by.
Well, speaking of players that suck and teams that suck also, is we were talking about some good teams. But what I love about the beginning of the year...
What is Colorado Rockies?
The beginning of the year, we see teams where like, oh yeah, they're going to be good, just like we thought. And then where it's like, oh yeah.
Yeah, like I watched the Dodgers first game, and the first four in the batting order threw two times through the lineup, went 7 of 8 with two home runs and 5 RBIs. You're like, oh, okay.
The Orioles scored like 23, 24 runs.
Yeah,
in the
Gunnar
first
Henderson
two
is
games.
Flying around the bases. Rutch is hitting, and yeah.
And then you also see the teams that you knew were going to suck.
Paging the Oakland A's.
Paging the Nationals.
Paging the Colorado Rockies.
And paging the Oakland Athletics, who had 5 errors yesterday, I believe. The Oakland E's, I believe I saw a headline.
In like 3 innings. It wasn't even over the course of the game.
The Rockies gave up 14 runs to the Diamondbacks in the second inning.
I couldn't believe that. Like, was that
Colorado or in Arizona?
It was in Arizona.
Oh, see, that's even worse. You kind of get it with the high Colorado altitude. Oh, my God.
Yeah, pretty bad. But
so we got players that are starting off atrocious.
Yeah, I have 4 players. This list started off with...
We had 5, but we know 1's Chris Bryant.
Well, today the list, we entered today with 6, and one of those guys hit 3 fat dongs.
That would be Bryce Harper,
yeah,
if
so
you've heard of him.
He's off the list. You guessed Chris Bryant, so he is off the list as well. You said one of the names in the last segment. We said a lot of names, but you did say 1. Do you want hints?
Is it Rhys Hoskins?
No, it is not Rhys Hoskins.
Is it Carlos Correa?
It is not Carlos Correa. Do we want hints on any of these?
Sure.
All right, so you said his name last segment. Younger guy, younger stud.
Stud.
Is it Fernando Tatis?
It is not Tatis. Younger.
Younger than Tatis?
Like what?
Like we're talking like...
O'Neal Cruz.
No, I'll give this one to you. Evan Carter.
Evan Carter is over.
Has not got a hit this year, and that includes today's action as well.
Which is wild because let's all...
From when I checked last.
This guy's got free beers in Arlington for the rest of his life catch he made.
He went hitless today, too. So
what is it like 0 for... What we got like 15, 20 at-bats at this point of the season?
We're about 4 or 5 games in. They played the Rays today. I believe they came out victorious in that one 5-2. No, they lost 5-2, excuse me, to the Rays.
Yeah, Eflin threw a gem.
But he went 0-for-4 today, and that leaves him with, scrolling, yikes. 15 at-bats and 0 hits to start the year.
And I wonder if a guy like Evan Carter, if it's
6 walks, though.
I wonder if it's going to get into a guy like Evan Carter's brain that Wyatt Langford is getting all the attention in Texas right now, and he looks real. He looks like a real deal.
I'm going to give you this one because I just don't think you guys could guess a million times and probably never guess him. Ryan Jeffers.
No.
The Minnesota Twins.
I know the player, but I would have never guessed that.
He is hitless as well. Now, I got 2 names on this list. One player we absolutely love, absolute gem of a human being, and one we absolutely hate.
Is one of them Nolan Arenado?
No, it is not.
Oh, but you know how I was going that way.
Yes.
Can I got to throw one out there.
Go for it.
I mean, I would throw my Mariner Luis Urias out there, but I don't think he's had enough at-bats to qualify yet this year.
Yeah, this was qualified players,
okay,
too.
Okay, so, because Urias, I know he's 0-for. I just don't think he's played enough.
Try and think of, like, veterans we just absolutely love in the MLB.
Wait, love? Or
love and one that we absolutely hate.
Okay.
Ooh, Jose Altuve.
Not Bregman.
Okay. I'm going to throw a name out there that I don't know if anybody loves or hates this guy, but I feel like he would be going 0-for because he's a strikeout or a home run guy. Joey Gallo. Who the hell is he playing for?
Not, Nationals, I believe.
Not Joey Gallo. I'll give you a hint. You got the first name right. Going once.
Joey Votto.
Mm-hmm. Votto. Yes, I know.
He won a job?
He's in Toronto.
He won a Blue Jays spot. Okay.
Joey Votto is in Washington. I think you're getting your Joeys mixed up. Joey Votto is in Washington.
Joey Votto is in Joey Toronto. Votto.
Yeah, he signed a spring training contract, minor league invitee.
Oh,
with
well, what the
Toronto
hell?
Blue
the fringe Hall of Famer, Joey Votto.
Am I getting my Joeys messed up?
I am getting my Joey's messed up. Is it Connor Joe?
I retract. I apologize. You are correct. Joey Gallo is in Washington. Votto's in Toronto.
Gallo's in Washington.
Who's on first?
What's on second?
No. He knows on third. I don't know.
All right, this last one. We absolutely hate this guy. We are not a fan of his. Not just this show, but all of the MLB fan bases, everybody is not a fan of this guy right now. I'll give you one more hint.
So that Joey Gallo is the guy we love?
No, Joey Votto is the one that does not.
Are we worried about headsets?
Okay, Joey Votto.
Joey Gallo is not on this list.
Are we worried
Joey
about Gallo headsets being put on again? Is it Nick Castellanos?
No, it's not Castellanos, no. I'll give you one more hint. This guy said some things before the season.
Curt Schilling. Oh, it's Anthony Rendon.
It is Anthony Rendon.
Yeah. Making a boatload of money to do garbage. Hey, I saw him make a barehanded throw from third today.
He is hitless to start the year, coming after he made the statements this year where basically he said that baseball is just his job and his not his top priority in
and
his
Ron
life.
Washington wants to bat him leadoff to give him more plate appearances.
Well, you probably just shouldn't bat him at all because he looks absolutely terrible already to start the year.
Dude, just cut him. Just get rid of him.
I mean, the Orioles have to pay Chris Davis $14 million this year. So life goes on, okay?
Just brutal.
The life goes on. Just
brutal.
Take it in the shorts and cut his ass.
And cut it. And cut it. All right.
Yeah, it was something I saw today, too. It was like, you know, he says it's not his top priority. It's just his job. And I'm sure there are some other MLB players that feel that way. Like, hey, this is my job. But at least they're doing their job. This man has zero hits after making those statements.
And your job pays you $27 million. It's a very privileged,
special
job.
Not a good
job.
Look, bro.
Not a good look, bro.
Not a good look. Maybe Ron's got some special white powder that can maybe help him just get a single hit.
Yeah, unless it's Fenny. I don't know what's going on.
Dear God.
All right, coming up in the second hour, we'll keep diving in.
Skid Row for that.
We'll keep diving into some overreactions, you know, and some fun things. I'll tell you how one team tried to celebrate something great that they did for the first time in their franchise history and still managed to screw it up. Plus, we'll get into some other stuff. This is the Hot Corner. That's Joe Fisher. I'm Patrick Harris, 1080 The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.